This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the love?
Let's give it up for a man among men, a friend among friends, a guy who never lets us down. Mike, you're our hero.
Thank you. I really don't, do I?
You
I
never do.
I never really let you guys down. Thank you.
You never
thank
disappoint.
I brought joy in both ways today.
Yes.
And I suppose it was the right move to make because I know I would have caught it big time either way. Today, we're talking, of course, about Rob Spiewak's birthday.
Yeah, today is Rob's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
I knew that.
And he's dropped like 1,000 hints,
yep,
both off the air and on the air. Mm-hmm. The most recent one being yesterday at this time.
Yes, time.
Right at the very beginning of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, and a little old me. Little me, old Ed Herlihy.
Now,
yeah, little old me forgot again.
What happened after that?
Buzz came walking in. You were running a little late today because of traffic.
Yes.
And Buzz came walking in, and Buzz had a big card for Rob with Rob's name on it. And as soon as I saw that card, I went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. And I realized that, as I have, hundreds of times? Hundreds of times. I have thousands. Millions. Let's go for it. Let's go millions.
Billions.
Billions of times. Yes, it was me, Mr. Thoughtful, who once again forgot Rob's birthday.
So, Buzz, what was it like? Describe Mike, please.
They both they were filled with great joy in a way. Rob wasn't.
It was
Buzz
worth it.
Rob wasn't.
It was. I think it was maybe a delayed response for Rob, but the beauty of it for both of us.
Rob had mixed emotions for obvious reasons, which I completely understand.
But I have to tell you, and Rob and I discussed this later, in a way, we sort of enjoy not reminding you about our birthdays because...
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
In a way, we sort of enjoy the feeling that we all get when you forget.
Yeah, now, you know, and the thing and is, now, Don pointed out to me walking down the hallway, though, there was a very clear and distinct reminder yesterday. Now, it wasn't the kind of reminder like, don't forget my birthday, but Rob dropped a hint yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I, you know, I even went back and forth on that. I
right?
said, you know what, that might be over the top.
But you knew that I'd need it.
Right.
And, now, I got it, and I still didn't.
Buzz, what was it like when Mike walked in the room?
Beautiful.
And Buzz has given Rob the card, and Mike realizes.
I'm sitting in the room. I'm chatting with Rob. Rob comes in to tell me that you're running a little bit late.
Everybody's mm-hmm. happy.
Buzz comes walking. Everybody's kind of, you know, chatting. Rob and I are talking about his family.
Right.
And Buzz comes in, and Buzz doesn't miss a beat, and Buzz whips out a card. Doesn't say anything, right?
No, I do say. I say, happy birthday,
happy
Rob,
birthday.
And I hand him the card.
And
that is when all of the color washed out of your face.
That's when I looked at you, and I'm just at the same time, I know how wonderfully thoughtful you are. You remember everybody's birthday. At the same time, it's like, you know, I shouldn't feel this way when I'm looking at Buzz, but my feeling is, okay, right in front of me, ass.
That's when I knew.
Goody two-shoes, and Mr. Never Forgets Anybody's Birthday,
and then the color washed out of my face because I realized perhaps I'd chosen a bad time to give Rob his card.
But in a way, it was a good time because here's the most important thing.
It was the payoff.
There was time to get to an ATM machine.
Uh-huh. I told
That's
you
right.
there was.
And there was even time to get to an ATM machine and a Hallmark store.
Hey.
You did very well.
And you know what?
Thank you.
I wasn't out of breath when I got here.
No.
Which I thought would be a real chance, you know, with the traffic around here. I thought there'd be a chance of me being out of breath. But I actually browsed the cards. I didn't just walk in and go right to that naked card that I had.
Telling the guys, I felt guilty because I sent Rob an email very early this morning, as I do most mornings, as I'm dressing.
This morning.
Like 6:15.
Just dressing.
You say,
we're going to a charity do.
Turn on your camera.
Is what this is terribly exciting news, Ross.
So anyway, I sent him a note first thing in the morning about the show. And at the very top, you know, it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I like saying it that way. Birthday.
Birthday.
B-I-R-F.
Right.
Spoke to him on the phone. And both times thought, should I call Mike and remind him?
You've done that in the past.
And then I said to myself, well, there was a big reminder yesterday.
Yeah.
Then I thought, I almost called you about Regis talking about Big Pussy today.
Because Regis was definitely a Regis show where we could have chatted about it.
And I've got the tape. I've got the Regis talking about
it. It was a good Regis opening today.
Big Pussy tape.
And I was there. I was there in my underwear watching it.
But I thought if I call Mike to talk about Regis talking about the character on The Sopranos,
right,
Big Pussy, that I will probably feel obligated morally to say,
yeah,
oh, and you know, it's Rob's birthday.
Right.
So I didn't, because I was kind of counting on the fact that
you'd forget.
That you would, that I'd forget. Yeah.
So in a perverse way, yes, in an unplanned way, and
you,
I have to say,
all great joy.
This is
us.
Not planned.
Right.
But I'm not, I'm never ever going to do it intentionally. If I remember,
no,
I will remember. And I guess the fact that I bring you joy when I forget, it's mm-hmm. still, I know why. You know why I know why? Because it's so goddamn real. Because it's me. It's me, and I'm not proud of that fact. I said that to you walking down the hallway. I'm not. I'm not proud of that at all.
It's who you are. Don't worry about it.
I love it. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Yeah.
I have such mixed emotions right now.
No, enjoy.
About it.
I'm telling you, this isn't just you guys. You can do a recon in my family and find out the same thing.
I'd
like to say hi to Mary O'Mara. Hi, Mom. Sorry for all the forgets.
It's a party.
Here's a question. Have you ever forgotten your own birthday? The one that you make us do a big show for every year with performers and lights and signs.
What a cruel question that is.
No, I haven't.
No matter if my wife.
It's the next one, isn't it? People
so.
On the show?
Yes, it is.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with us.
Is Joe's? When's Joe's?
Doesn't matter.
Is it Joe's in between?
Hi, Mike.
We do not.
I didn't forget.
We do not celebrate
got
Joe's.
I got some special beer. What did you get him? Nothing.
Joe, you're
no, see Joe,
all.
Now see Joe. Joe, you're wrong, though. You're wrong. See,
Joe,
if you were paying attention.
Mike did go to the ATM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what?
So what?
Oh,
God. Happy birthday,
Rob.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, that's official. That's payback, right? We're even now?
Even Steven,
that's it. I believe that, ladies and gentlemen, we just experienced closure. Uh-huh. That is it. That is it.
Does that make your blood pressure go up?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get some special meds after that lambasting.
And John's birthday is in May, I think May 4th.
Ah, so John's is before mine.
Yeah.
John.
I ain't going back.
Look at that beer. What's the name of it, Rob?
Old Scratch Flying Dog Amber Lager.
Wow.
I'll drink it.
Sounds happy good. Birthday, old Nazi you.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
What can I say?
The guys will have the last laugh of them all by permanently blocking Powell's calls.
We never got this far.
No, we never listened to this part of the song. Is there more?
Apparently not.
Of course not. That would be logical.
Maybe there's another verse.
This is the official anthem for the show that
National
the guy in
anthem.
Sacramento made, yeah.
Dennis Murphy, Charlie M., and Homo Joe.
Charlie M.
It's a ballad, you see.
Say you're not listening if you don't know.
Oh, goddamn.
Who it was who said that Elvis is still dead.
Oh. I agree.
Told you had a fashion brand new phone.
Doesn't rhyme.
God. 100 reasons why we love those crazy guys.
Hey, that's you and me, Mike, those crazy guys.
Yeah, I love driving home. Yeah, I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Now open.
Foreigner.
Communist.
Commie. You know, Rob, I'm with you.
A filthy red.
I'm with you based on that song.
A filthy red.
I lost with a horn, with a demon.
With Don and Mike.
Don't need for Ron.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to let you know about the police chase going on in L.A.
What channel, my friend?
You're on it?
No, what channel?
Don, all of them. Fox, CNN,
TV,
all of them.
Robbie. Let's
it's
get it going.
It's a suspected kidnapper.
Okay.
Okay, you got it on CNN?
What's the city? It's L.A.?
L.A.
L.A.
And Robbie, could you bring
sometimes having that TV in here is quite convenient.
Bring the audio up as well.
See going on here.
All right, good. Thank you for the tip, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Is it a good one? Anything good happening yet?
No, they just got them blocked in, pretty much.
They got them blocked in, so we might be having a resolution?
Oh, that'll be sad.
Yeah, I'd like to see when we get about 10 minutes of it.
There we go.
All right.
Hold on a second. What's the channel?
Oh, I don't want to watch snowboarding.
Fox News, 72 for
72. Yeah. Go to 72. 72. Make it happen. 72. There you go. Oh, we're missing Max Dugan Returns.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, they've stopped the car already.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody getting out?
Police standoff. Police standoff with kidnap suspect on Route 710.
The sheriff's department has brought in another armored vehicle here to try to box this
Jenny's
guy in
roots.
And realize that he's not getting away.
The ambiguously, the sexually ambiguous Shepard Smith. Hey, listen, thank you for the tip, my friend. Hey, guy on the phone?
He went back to the TV.
All right.
Bye!
Bye.
That looks like an armored car that's nose-to-nose with a minivan.
Or something to try to bring this thing to a close at 10 minutes
I see the driver. He's got like a yellow cap on, baseball cap on.
Around Los Angeles.
And it's a SWAT truck in front of it.
Right. Really big time, like almost like a half track you would see in the military.
Long Beach, California police were in a chase with a kidnapped suspect.
Now they're just parked.
It looks like the minivan has sustained damage to the front of it.
And what was that one more time in my ear?
Yes, Chef.
You can see up there on the top a man with
I love you, Shepard.
What was that in your ear?
We have a shot from KTTV.
I love you, Shepard. Somebody gave him a wet willy.
That's from KTTV Fox.
What's that in my ear?
Is that in my ear?
Los Angeles, and
that's not
a
finger.
Very well surrounded. It doesn't appear, at least, that the guy's going to be going anywhere. But for the better part of the last hour,
would you love to meet this guy, like out at a bar somewhere, just the way he sounds, you know,
Shepard Smith.
Yeah, I'm Shepard Smith. I'm going to have a, I have a vodka tonic, please.
California, as it's known.
Something tells me he might have a more girly drink.
Yeah.
In Alabama,
I would like a squirrel.
I like grasshopper, please.
An apple teeny.
Can I have a Brandy Alexander, if you don't mind?
Three suspects arrested today. All three arrested in connection with
the shooting. Okay.
All right, well.
They're off of it.
They went away from it.
I don't think that was a good news decision.
That was not the best chase I ever saw.
No, well, I thank the guy for calling, though, and telling us about it. Now, let's see. What
Jenny's Roots.
Oh, here we go. Regis Philbin from this morning.
Yes, please.
Great, great Regis. Now, here's the setup. They're talking about Regis has gone to the premiere of the first two episodes of The Sopranos.
And he's like the worst guy you want to give an advanced screening to.
Because he's already...
he truly is, because he's just a feeb.
He's already blurted out that somebody dies at the end of the first one that you won't believe. I mean, like the stuff
He's done exactly what David Chase asked them not to do.
I'm sure.
You know, and he's like, I was there, and boy, wow, yeah.
The
ooh,
end.
Yeah, yes,
well, bathroom. You see, major players, right at the very end, is going to get killed.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Reed.
At some point, the producer, Gelman, his lover, holds up a sign or something that says Big Pussy, you know, the character Big Pussy. Mm-hmm. And he's not on the show anymore.
Right.
And anyway, here's Regis from this morning.
Regis' response to that. Yeah, Big Pussy vanished from the cast a couple of years ago,
seasons ago, yes.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
Turned into a talking fish.
I loved that, yeah.
Did you take that tape?
No, you have it. It's under the mic fart.
It's under the mic.
Michael Marifar.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you. Here it is. Regis Philbin.
I didn't say Big Pussy, Gelman. All right, sit down. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't say Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
Those housewives.
I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
That's wonderful. That is the magic of live television.
I love the middle.
I know.
Did you see Big Pussy?
Mm-hmm. And Gelman's over there with his shirt undone.
How are you?
That's great.
We went to a screening. I didn't see Big Pussy, Gelman. All right, sit down. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
Every day. Right to his left.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
There you are.
Okay.
The Regis and Gelman Show.
It's a good show.
Also, let's see. Oh, I'll wait to tell you about the awkward moment with the program director who just does not know when to quit. One more tape, though. This is from last night?
I think Monday night.
Okay, the other night. One of these D-bags that is surrounding us on this station with the political talk show.
Yes.
Oh, Jay Severin.
Yeah.
Right?
That's psycho.
Another one of these worthless, I love George Bush, let's kill everybody,
just
guys.
Weird, too. I mean, very, very scary.
Strange, odd.
Rob says someone calls and drops name during the show.
Huh.
My name, Mike's name, everybody's
name?
My name. Here we go.
Jay Severin, 877-JAY-2288.
From the land of Mary is Laura. Welcome.
Do you ever give out prizes?
Other than the wisdom and wit that I dispense for free every evening?
Yeah.
Laura, if I had one, I'd be happy to give it to you. No, I don't generally dispense prizes.
And do you ever associate yourself with Don Geronimo?
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. So I guess the answer is no.
He is the guy that runs the station that you are out of in Washington, D.C.
Runs it.
Oh, well, then I guess, Laura, the answer is no. The gift that I receive every night is your attention. The gift I dispense is my wit and wisdom.
Yeah, you said that.
J7877JAY2288. Yeah, I'm his boss.
Playing dumb, too. Playing dumb.
If I was his boss.
He knows exactly the station, the show that precedes him. He knows exactly who Don is.
If I was his boss, he I wouldn't be his boss because he wouldn't be here.
Exactly. That's the way it would go. That's an interesting technique. You know, he handled it. He covered his bases that way.
I'm sure he's honest about everything else.
Yeah, of course. You know he's honest right there.
All those guys are.
I don't know. We refer to that as the Don Imus strategy.
You know what it is?
Don and Mike, I don't know if they're on or not.
Oh, yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Renee. This is Renee out in California.
Hi, Renee. Listen, whatever you do, don't walk away.
I'm not.
Don't walk away, Renee.
I have a birthday wish for Rob.
Can you speak a little higher, please?
My daughter wants to wish Rob a happy birthday. Today is her one-year birthday.
Oh, Rob loves children.
God, that means that at least 17 more years of listening to that voice.
That's right. Actually, I have a cold. These California allergies.
Normally, your voice is higher.
Just allergies.
Wow. Oh, Renee. Just walk away, Renee.
So your daughter wants to say happy birthday?
Well, she can't talk yet. She just
I was
going to
say that would be quite a prodigy.
This can't end well.
What do you do? Are you a homemaker?
Nope, I'm a medical biller.
A medical biller.
A medical biller.
She's a hooker.
Oh boy. Hey, you.
Rob doesn't like medical billers.
No, nor do I.
You know those people that you guys yell at when you get in an accident and they call and want the money?
No, I'm
one of those.
You're one of those people? Or like those people, like if your wife happens to be killed in a car accident and they still call 8 months later asking to speak to her?
Hey, Renee, boy, did you pick the right show to call.
I know.
How about that? What a lucky break for you. But then again, you never really won any awards for being sensitive, did you?
No.
You know, okay, goodbye. Walk away, Renee.
Yeah, yeah.
Good night, guys.
What, Robbie?
What hunk of California do
Bye!
You live in?
I don't think we even have to know. Do we? Do we really have to ask?
No, I'm sure it was 916.
It's a great experiment because she's so excited that she has a job that brings pain to the afflicted. I'm a medical biller.
Walk away, Renee.
Run away. Four tops.
So she's the kind of person you see, like, on TV once in a while when the people, have their life savings chewed up because the guy has, like, a heart bypass or something like that.
You know, I don't know how many people out there have gone through what I went through with Frida, and I can laugh about it a little bit more now than I could months ago about how incredibly insensitive sometimes these corporations are dealing with the death of a loved one. It's ironic she said she works for one of those medical companies. This is not medical related, but this is how stupid still companies are.
8 months after Frida passed away, there was some credit card that Bart had to use down at college. And it was just a credit card with a small amount on it that Frida had taken out in his name. And I guess he went to use it, and something happened with it. And anyway, it gets bounced back to me because these are the things that I handle now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I call the company, and I say, hi, listen, you know, I tell them the story that my wife passed away in a car accident, and she was the primary, you know, person on this account. Mm-hmm. And once they go through all of this crap and they finally figure out everything, and I mean, at one point, like, they're telling me that I'm going to have to get forms that are signed by Frida, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm trying to explain to, you know, saying again, no. She's gone. You know, I just want to change to my name. I want my kid to be able to buy books or whatever he needs on mm-hmm. this credit card. They call up and they say, everything is great. We're sending you an overnight DHL package that has all of the cards. Everything's been changed over to your name. Thank you very much. I say fantastic.
Yeah.
I get the package today. I open it up. There is one card inside.
Uh-huh.
Oh God!
I swear on Frida's grave.
Name well, on the card.
The only name on the card is Frida,
of course.
And the account is still in Frida's name.
Unbelievable!
They just redid.
They just don't get it.
They redid the whole thing. Now I don't know.
Don't you find if they're stupid at the beginning, they're going to be stupid at the end mm-hmm. too?
Usually.
Now this could be on me, you know, because I'm a dumb guy and I'm not generally the best with details. It might be on me, but then again, you know, consider the problems I've had recently with Mr. Smith and Mr. Barney.
History has shown they don't check their records.
Smith Barney is another company that I guess, you know, has a bunch of my money. Mm-hmm. And
it occurs to me, and I have problems with insurance companies. That seems to be the companies that send you the most paper are the companies that are going to screw up the most.
Probably.
That's makes been sense. My experience. And that goes right down from government through through many different companies.
This is not medical stuff even. This is a credit card. And like this Smith Barney thing, this is something to do with like with IRA and
investments.
But don't you find those
crap like that.
Investment people like that, that they generate more paper than any other company?
For instance, I got this stuff. I don't know, in the mail over the weekend. So I'm on the phone with these people. My first time, wading into this, and I've got a guy that can do this, but I want to learn some of it myself.
Right.
And I say, here's my problem. I'm saying to the guy, I don't know if it was either Smith or Barney.
One of them.
I'm saying, here's my problem. You've sent me seven different statements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them says to the estate of Frida Wright Source. I understand that, and it says, I'm the custodian.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Clear.
You have sent two others, though, to Frida.
Wow.
Now, on one hand, and the guy said, yes, that's correct. That's what we've done. I said,
proudly,
no,
he says.
Wait a minute. No, that's exactly what he said. Right. I said, I got seven of these things. He said, that's right. I said, on one hand, you realize that my wife has passed away because you see the one where it says the estate of and that I'm the
right.
Yes. I said, so tell me, how is it that you can still be sending statements for her account when on one hand you're sending a statement that says the account that she's passed away? And the guy said, there's a reason for that.
Ah, okay. As he's thinking of it?
Yeah.
As he's constructing it?
That reason was... You know what that reason was? What? That reason was this. Can I put you on hold for just a moment?
Uh-huh. There's a reason for that. I'm going to make it up and call you back. Thank you.
Bye.
I mean, but, you know, what are the odds? And as it turns out, so I get this thing today, and it's got the one credit card in it, Frida's name.
Yeah.
And I'm really ballistic. So I call them up, and I say, hey, listen, not cool. You know, this is just not right. And like 2 seconds later, after they said, well, we don't know what happened. 2 seconds later, the second truck comes up, and there's a card for me and a card for Bart.
Oh.
So they just sent them under different packages.
How weird.
Although they both came to my name.
This may not be over.
No, I think not. I think not.
You may get two
states.
But
I think that...
Well, somewhere in heaven, Frida's got a credit card. you know, that's got her name on it that she can still charge on?
There are, you know, there's a school of thought that thinks of the afterlife in that way, that thinks that you're up there. I read it just the other day. I forgot where I read it, but it was just somebody's interpretation of it, that somebody who apparently has seen the other side, talking about the fact that you're up there, you're smoking cigars, you're in one section. I'm trying to think of it. In Hustler, that's where I read it.
Oh, that's right.
In Hustler magazine. It was some movie that's coming out.
Oh,
I don't know. I wish I could retain what I read, but I'm not a thoughtful guy.
It's your birthday.
It is.
How old are you?
35.
You're 35?
Wow. Can you believe it?
Wow. 35. I remember when you were 25.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
I got fired by this company on my 35th birthday.
Did you really?
I did, but I'm back. Right.
Aha.
This is John.
John?
Hello.
Why don't you bring in Robbie's cake?
Okay.
Very good. Cake. We got a cake today.
Before we start the show, we'll bring the big hater cake in.
Cake. Is it a big cake?
It's a big cake.
Buttercream frosting?
It's cake.
White icing?
Of course.
It's cake, and this third K is with a K as well.
Cake.
So white icing. It's like the band cake.
White icing and white cake.
Yeah, sheet cake.
Sheet cake. Yeah. Here we go. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, as it turns out.
All right.
As it turns out.
Have a seat, Rob.
Wow. Enjoy your cake. This is a surprise.
Surprise to you. Man, look at those. Those are spitting shoes you got on there.
Look who brought the cake.
Now, ma'am, may we ask your name?
Mercedes.
Oh, we've had Mercedes in here before.
Yes, fantastic.
Hi, Mercedes. Hi there. Nice to see
you
again.
Did you get a look at Mercedes' wonderful shoes that she's got on?
I did not, Mike.
Take a look at those.
Wow.
And look at her flexibility. Isn't that incredible?
Those are some shoes.
Wow.
Now
how are you today, Mercedes?
Good. How are you?
Everything going well?
Yes.
Good.
Wonderful. Now, you know it's Rob's birthday.
Yes.
And do we really have a cake for him, really?
It's German chocolate, right?
Oh, see, we do have a cake for you as well. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, Rob is married, and I guess you're under the rules that I was under as well.
Yes.
But what I really enjoy about Rob is that when it comes to sex and sexuality, he's highly uncomfortable.
There's a level of discomfort.
You wouldn't believe I have two kids.
No, I mean, really. I mean, like, Rob doesn't even, like, talk about, like, nailing, like, movie star chicks or anything.
No.
He'd much rather talk about, you know, the island of Dr. Moreau, you know, something
that is
like that.
Sexy, though.
I'm on this one now, Doc.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
He's over there now.
I'm over here now. There we are.
I got you.
All right.
All right, so what we'd like you to do is put on the show for Rob.
Uh-huh.
Put on the birthday show for Rob. And make him feel as awkward as you can without getting him in trouble with his wife.
There you go.
You think you're up for that challenge, Mercedes?
Absolutely. Very good. Not a problem.
It's a good guideline.
She seems to have some whipped cream on her.
And, of course, we want to thank
on her person.
We want to thank Mercedes coming in from Amazing Entertainment, AmazingEntertainment.com, for all your adult entertainment needs. It's Amazing Entertainment.
That's right.
This reminds me of how I met Carrie.
Now, Mercedes, are you going to walk us through what you're going to be doing with Rob today?
I'm going to give him a stripper sundae.
A stripper sundae, and I believe, yes.
Oh, there's come on. Isn't that nice?
Careless.
Isn't that nice?
Look what happens.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, wow.
The whole thing.
That would be...
There's an outside shot. We might have somebody naked in here.
Nakedity. No, she's 100% naked already.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need
the chair. Okay, please.
There you go.
Right, she's going to need the chair.
She's right. Not shy.
Well, apparently not.
You're Rob.
Yes.
God bless her.
Listen to the rules.
Okay.
There's whipped cream number one.
Can we get some mics? We need to get the microphone down there.
Rob.
Now what she's doing.
Don't reach.
You're going to lick, and then you're going to eat the strawberry.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yes, really.
How about that?
We surprised you, Rob.
And me, lactose intolerant.
We surprised you.
No.
We
surprised. He is scratching his cheek like this, nervously with his index finger.
You know, this is where Rob has to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
As a man... As a husband, as a father, as a producer, as a performer.
As a performer, and you know what? The last one, perhaps the most important.
I agree.
As a performer. Rob, what does it fall under that wonderful umbrella we've referred to for years, known as for the good of the show?
Now, I will tell you that, in all fairness, that if Frida was alive, there is no way that I would be allowed to suck whipped cream off
anybody's
a girl's
body.
Off a girl's.
Now the interesting thing here is
spouts.
You have now put added pressure on Rob with that statement.
But having said that as well, which she hated.
Yes.
The one thing that I know Frida admired about me the most was the fact that even when things would go bad between us, It would always be, I'd always say, for the show.
That's right.
Well, you know, you're only 35 once.
Yeah, this is true. You're not going to see 35 again.
She admired that about me.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And, you know, that whipped cream only has a certain shelf life before
anywhere,
it starts to melt.
Are you going
to
do it?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Do you have any background music
Enough
for
talking.
This? We need music for this.
No,
we don't have any music?
No.
All right, we're just going to hear this now.
This should be. Let's get it. Hold on, can we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, dear.
You're not done, sweetie.
Oh, you're not done. Oh, the strawberry.
Uh-oh.
Don't forget the strawberry, Rob.
The strawberry is by the daisy.
Let's get the strawberry. Let's get the strawberry then.
How about Rob?
He's the man.
Oh, my God.
Way to go. Way to go. Good job, Robbie.
Gross.
Best strawberry. What do you mean gross?
Not because I'm Mercedes, because, like, it's Rob really doing it.
Trust me, there's nothing gross about that.
Oh, fantastic.
No, not from her standpoint.
No, not at all. How did he do, Mercedes?
He did good.
He did good. Very good. Wonderful job.
How about you?
Wow. Is the phone ringing?
Yeah, can I have this for
Yeah, the phone's ringing.
It's Carrie's sister.
There you go, Tiger.
Hello? Yes, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Thanks. You're not listening to the show, are you? No, okay, good. I got to go because I'm at work.
Dodged a bullet there.
Bye-bye.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
She's out of town.
Oh. How
interesting. My wife's sister.
Oh, who's out of town? Not your wife.
No, Michelle is out of town.
She's out of town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Mercedes, what can I say that... you were great.
A little cold in here, Mercedes. Is it a little cold for you in here? Just a wee bit?
Just a little.
You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Lovely.
And,
tremendous flexibility. Do you practice yoga or anything like that? Do you work out or anything like that? No, you just, it's just the gods giving you this body.
What she did was she took the whipped cream and put it where milk comes out. And, well, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
And then
more whipped cream where...
Down where...
Where, you know, it's in Daisy Town.
Yes. And then there was a strawberry that I think was...
Right by the daisy.
And Rob went right down there and ate that strawberry.
Unbelievable muscle control.
Feel lightheaded.
What a guy. You know what? I would have been the biggest loser in the world.
Really?
If you bet that he wasn't going to do it, you were going to say he wouldn't do it.
I told everybody that the great part of this was going to be because we could have either gotten you a homo, you know, guy to come in here and dance for you.
Maybe please, next year. No need for that.
Finally, you know what? Rob's so uptight about it, sexuality and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just get a nice, pretty girl in here naked, and we'll just watch him fidget for a while.
And you know what? Look at that. He dove right in.
She's all over him.
You know, I believe that, Buzz, you may have been replaced as the show stud today.
If it's for Rob, I'm all for it.
I mean, look at this. He's a man.
He stepped up.
Incredible.
My wife is making dinner. Perhaps you'd like to come by the house later.
That could be arranged.
Yeah, I'd like that.
It was for the show.
Have you seen Mr. Burbank? He always likes to see the ladies
Mercedes.
When they come
again,
by.
Mercedes.
Is there a chance you could go over and give Buzz a little hug in his studio? Is there a chance he'd like that?
All right, thank you very much, Mercedes.
Thank you very much, Mercedes.
Thank you, Mercedes.
She's taking her stuff. Thank you, Mercedes.
From Amazing Entertainment.
Thank you. Lovely tattoo. We didn't see the tattoo. Is it all butterflies on the back?
No, it's an orchid.
Oh, an orchid.
It's
lovely. Yeah. Just wanted
you know,
to have a linger
amazing
there.
Is you, Tiger.
Wow.
You're amazing, Tiger.
I love to surprise. May I have a piece of cake?
Yes.
No.
Are we going to have this show, too? It is your 30. For old time's sake.
Sure.
Rob's going to have a big...
Happy birthday, Rob.
Buzz is getting his...
Rob. And Rob's eating his cake.
Happy with his
happy
hands.
He had his first cake, piece of cake.
This is the best birthday ever.
Very good.
Rob's eating his German chocolate cake with his hands.
How is the cake? Is it moist?
Oh, this is the best cake I've ever had.
There you go.
Now everybody gets a piece.
Wow.
Everybody has a piece.
You're a good man. Yeah. I'm giving him a round of applause today.
For the show.
Me too.
Wow, what a job.
Because it's my birthday.
What a job. Birthday. Lord Joe.
Wow.
Wow. That's something. That's the most quiet nude that we've ever had.
Yes, someone done gave you some testosterone before the show today.
You get a little autograph picture?
I did.
He's got testosterone chocolate later. Cake hanging out of his mouth.
Go talk to the lady.
There he goes.
This is a very important day on the show. Rob is taking a new step. He is naked. He's taking a big step.
I agree.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Boy, oh boy.
I thought he was imprisoned by the same rules.
Me too.
Boy. You know, I'm imprisoned by those rules, and I'm not even married. I've only had a girlfriend for 2.5 years. I wouldn't do what he
did. I was so pussy with one time. Frieda made me wear a blindfold one time during one of our, I think it was trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, trick-or-treat.
I remember that day.
We may have to do some explaining later, but once again, you know, it's
sure.
One time.
You know, I think I can speak with great authority. I was the closest one to you. It was completely innocent.
Yes. That's right. I didn't enjoy it.
He simply did what he was told.
Yes. One strawberry, one bite.
Just that's following all. Orders.
Don't forget the licking.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, don't forget that.
The suckling.
Yeah. There was a little bit of that. I saw some...
Oh, come on.
I saw some distinct pullage when the whipped cream was...
Both of those plates were clean. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how are you? Happy birthday, Rob.
Hello there, hi.
This will be a good call. Watch this.
You guys were so lame. You had a stripper there, had the opportunity of a lifetime, and all she did was the whipped cream with the strawberry. You couldn't do better than that.
Are you are you also a stripper?
No.
Would you like to be?
Don't they all, Mike?
And I am.
It's on some level, don't they all want to be?
You know, we're really out of our league here, Dom. Would you like to speak to our newsman, Buzz Burbank?
I hear he's quite a...
He's right here. Would you like to speak with him?
Quite a what? Hi.
And it's Bud, huh? Isn't that what you guys are always talking about?
Say hi to Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi.
He screws like a carpenter.
He does. He's a sexual animal.
But so anyway, I was just disappointed. You guys had such an opportunity.
You wanted more.
You were disappointed
she wanted more stripper on Married Man Love.
You were disappointed that Rob didn't have intercourse with her?
No, you don't have to go that far. But, no. He's timid or whatever around women.
You have to understand. This is, now, hold on a second. This is a major step for Rob. Yeah. Rob would not have done any of that. We had a rule for a long time where we don't have contact, where we bring in other guys that would get the lap dance.
Don't mock Rob, because I'm telling you, when Frieda was alive, I was kept under the most stringent of pussy whip rules. I mean, like the one, like I say, with the blindfold the one time, and God, I mean, to touch, never.
No.
Never. And to do it.
And as soon as you went along with that, I went along with that, and my marriage still blew up.
Yeah. I hope you've learned your lesson.
But that's the reason it blew up.
If we look over the checkered past, if we look over the checkered past of the show, I'm still in second place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buzz will always be the clear. Something was done to Buzz.
Oh, lots of things.
Actually, Wendell would be the leader. Would be the winner.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Now, here's the thing.
Of those who haven't perished, though.
Here's what you have to decide. Mm-hmm. And I can say it's with the new standards.
Just careful, please.
Okay. We had our chief engineer, when we were out in Reno, was having an act performed on him in the studio while we were doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not too gay.
That was a little
too much. Because we were so horrified by that, we made him stop immediately.
Yeah, it was only for a moment.
It was just a fleeting moment because the lady that was involved was so quick.
On a birthday show, Buzz put an apparatus on
his face.
Well, I was asked to.
That went around and it had a thing that came out of his chin.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like a Jay Leno outfit.
Yes.
And then
a prosthetic, if you will.
And then Buzz
he explored the inner loop and the outer loop.
Yeah.
And he just laid there.
It was a bad place. It was a very bad.
Simply did what I was told.
Bad tunnel.
I miss those days.
I'm nothing if not cooperative. What would you have liked, what trick would you have liked to seen Rob engage in, ma'am?
Well, you should have had like a lap dance.
Lap dance?
Yeah. Some music going on. It was just boring.
You know, really, as far as lap dances go, what was done in here was a little more significant than a lap dance. Yeah. It was brief. Mm-hmm. It was quick.
Let's be honest.
You know, you can get a lap dance and not have what happened
to
Rob.
You can't, and you can't eat the strawberry from right by the daisy with a lap dance.
As I said, I think Rob probably did better than a lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, although it was brief.
Maybe we should have been more descriptive then.
Have you got?
Well, see, we can't be descriptive because of the FCC.
Have you gotten a lap dance, ma'am?
I have, actually.
Are you a lesbian?
I've been to the Hangar Club a couple times.
Okay, so you go for male lap dances?
Beefcake.
Well, yeah.
The Hangar Club.
Let me say, I think that Rob came pretty close to getting laid.
Absolutely.
I mean, certainly closer to getting laid than regular...
Than I will tonight.
than a regular birthday greeting, okay?
But that's, you know, I just like
that's
the,
all.
I like the idea that this woman is frustrated. I enjoy that. I enjoy that she wanted more. Why did you want more?
Well, I guess I'm actually thinking about my husband. I know he enjoyed to watch a lot or hear a lot more. You know,
I just
realized, thinking of the other four men out there.
Here I was thinking this was going to be an erotic call, and it's actually more just a whiner.
I think I know what it is.
A woman doesn't do it for me, quite frankly. But
yeah, that's why you called to bitch about it.
She wants me.
That's right.
She wants me.
That's exactly what it is.
Clearly.
And I'll be at the Hangar Club next Thursday.
Are you going to wear the cowboy outfit?
I'll do my entire cabaret act.
And it is cabaret.
Your chaps.
At the chaps.
Your assless chaps.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Rob comes out on that little rocking horse.
Mm-hmm. And I close as Judy Garland. No one expects it.
It's a great show.
Thank you, Mike.
It's really great.
How about you?
Isn't that incredible? That's not what you expected.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Were you?
I was flabbergasted at
Me
you.
Me too.
We're surprised and yet proud.
I look at this as a return to a good day of the show.
Mm-hmm.
we brought something back that we used to do a lot, and we've gotten away from it.
Yes.
It's nice to see that come back, and, you know, who knows as time passes.
A watershed moment.
Maybe we can work our way back to
that's not water.
The golden age, as I like to call it, Don.
Mike, I don't
do that.
I don't go there. You know,
we never have that in the studio.
Yeah, only in real life.
Only in the dressing room.
prior to showtime.
Right.
Golden time.
It's a special time. Buzz Burbank, act will never be.
As David Bowie sang, golden years.
Duplicated. I remember ping pong balls. Too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And bananas.
Yeah, bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Shooting bananas.
Mm-hmm. Distance.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Was that the guy the phone whistling? Or?
No, that was me doing the banana.
What? Hello?
Do it again. Or not.
Okay.
Bye!
That was fun.
Well.
I don't understand people sometimes. Here we are having a really nice moment,
uh-huh.
And somebody has to call with that sound.
That ruined my birthday.
It did.
Uh-huh.
How's your chocolate cake?
Dry.
Is it dry?
Yeah. Nice, though.
You need a big glass of
That was the other, but the other wasn't dry.
Not dry at all.
Not dry. No. Nice and moist.
Yeah.
Two desserts in one day, some strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
And some chocolate pie. I mean cake.
Pie cake.
You're going to have to buy like an atomizer jug of Listerine before you get home tonight.
I know. You need some dental rinse, something.
Did the strawberry taste perfumey?
It did.
Perhaps it was strawberry perfume.
I don't think so. I think it was something by Cody.
We should have had AC/DC playing in the background.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, just wanted to tell you that the Rob Cabaret Act would probably be better with Shirley Temple with the curls rather than Judy Garland.
Okay.
Bye!
Thank you. No one wants to grasp on... Okay, I'll say it. No one wants to grasp on the significance of the fact that Rob, a happily married, pussy-whipped guy, just... I'll say it. Nailed this chick.
Thank you.
Right here.
Just nailed her on the show.
It was hot. It was hot action. We haven't had hot action on this show for a long time.
And what oogied me about when I said gross, it was like watching Rob in a porno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he didn't seem to mind.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen all of you other guys.
Do you know what the strangest thing is?
By women and close to women. Uh-huh. Rob has always distanced himself.
Yeah. And today he was all over the woman. And strangely, I found it wonderful.
Thank you, Mike.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it.
Just brief.
Yep.
I don't know.
When's our next road trip?
All I know is when those legs went akimbo, and I just saw him go down on his hands and knees.
He did not hesitate.
It was like,
and he wasn't doing it like he was trying to get it over with.
No.
No, it was like watching a hungry dog.
He committed to it.
Woof.
Knew what he was doing.
Arr, woof.
Wow.
Do you feel like it's long overdue a little bit?
God, did you get, like, some new balls for your birthday?
I haven't opened my presents yet.
Oh, congratulations.
I haven't opened them yet.
That's a first.
It was fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I feel like somebody just joined the club.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Welcome, Rob.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And not only has he joined the club, I mean, he's, at least I'll say it for myself, he's lapped me.
if you'll pardon the pun.
There you are.
You know?
Yes.
There was laughter.
I've not been allowed to have any touching or suckling or eating of strawberries.
I've never done that. Have I?
No.
I mean, on the show?
I don't think so.
Well, it's only what, March? Lot of the year left.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there.
You should.
Huh?
You should.
Oh, no.
Is that a challenge?
How about this dynamic what happens. Now? How about this dynamic now?
Is that a challenge?
If it is, yeah.
Yeah. See, I, well, how long have you been in your current marriage?
Oh, it seems like years.
Well, it has been years.
October will be 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, I see. I'm not 2.5 years into mine.
Yeah, but add up all your marriages.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Deal. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, I just wanted to say on behalf of the Aryan Nation, wish Rob a happy birthday and let him know his membership fees are due.
All right.
Bye!
Yeah, thanks for tapping into the sexuality of the segment.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Klaus.
These are my followers.
Oh. For him, that was sexual. On behalf of the Aryan Nation, I can't get by the hatred of the other people.
Thank you, Dieter.
Dieter Irwin calling in.
Hello. Dieter Irwin Rommel on line two. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you doing?
Ah, you magnificent bastard. We read your book.
Hey, Rob, was the stripper black?
What's happening? What?
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm the...
Now, don't get frustrated with us. You were the one that
didn't know. I'm the dummy.
That's right.
Dive in. That's right.
That Rob was the birthday stud of the day.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Here comes the crickets.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Grandpa Hog.
I didn't see Big Pussy Gilman. All right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gilman wants to get into the mix.
Into the mix.
No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
That's the one to isolate right there.
How about you, Rob? Just wondering. How about you?
I saw everything.
Happy 35th.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rob.
I agree. Happy birthday, Rob.
And if you could see this cake over here, Doug.
Hello.
Just look at the carnage. Hello. This is
from Rob's big gigantic King Kong hand.
All the humanity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello.
Hey, Don, you said that you were all pee-whipped when Frida was around, but now that she's gone, I mean, you know, next birthday.
Is that the second person that says really said birthday? It sounds to me like birthday.
Well, they're also busy thinking.
I think about it. Generally, we don't celebrate my birthdays on the show.
We observe them.
Yeah, we don't celebrate them.
You know, well, technically, since that lady that you say she's not your
she's
your,
not
your
my girlfriend,
girlfriend
right?
You know, and there is really no one.
That's
you
right.
Know,
right.
Then it.
I could.
Bye.
Maybe some quiet time.
I could.
I think I might.
We'll see in September.
I could. Let's see what's going on. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on. That's what I say.
That's what I say.
Bring just.
Are we all like, you know, what I
mean? Just bring a truck full of whores.
Do you know what right. Rob has
for
done?
For my birthday.
What Rob has done now is, I think, fostered an atmosphere of competition now. Everybody's kind of. Yeah, Rob was kind of challenging. Buzz is kind of challenging. Mm-hmm. We're all getting a little competitive now.
You're throwing down.
Kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to save myself, I believe.
For the very special, most special hoe that comes in here.
That's right.
Just the best of all. Here she comes.
She's got to be the Jennifer Aniston of hoes. That's who I'm saving myself for. The Rachel of hoes. I'm
trying to think who we used to have in here all the time. What the hell was her name? The blonde.
Susie.
The blonde that like wanted to be a Playboy.
Oh, Shiloh.
Buzz, there you are, Buzz. Buzz's instantaneous computer deck Rolodex.
Still have her pictures.
Shiloh. Hi, Shiloh.
Uh-huh. I'm sure Shiloh still looks fetching.
Yeah, I'm sure.
who wants money on that?
Well, Shiloh would still be a young woman.
Why aren't you talking?
Not that much time has passed.
You have an interesting look on your face.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Was it that long ago?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering if you were saying that Mercedes was so flexible. I'm just wondering if that means that Mercedes Benz.
What?
Benz, B-E-N-D-S. Not funny.
Oh, right.
Not funny.
Okay, I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to tell Rob thanks for that segment because I really worked it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I believe that is a distinct possibility, that really did happen.
Hello, Don and Mike show. If that's the case with Rob, that's sick.
If only you knew.
Sitting at home working it.
I think it's beautiful.
I was like, to Rob.
Sure.
Really a thing of beauty.
Rob and Mercedes.
Is that Rob doing that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Right now, I look like I have Pinocchio in my pants, and Pinocchio just told a lie.
Oh, okay. God.
Bye!
That's the second man that's called that seems to be enjoying your performance.
What can I say?
Wow.
Cut your hand.
Have we, have we opened? We didn't even do, everybody's got a laughing place?
No.
All right, well, then let's break, and we'll come back. We'll come back, and we can get this sexual tension rolling.
It's thick in here right now because it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had that kind of moment on the show.
How about you?
Amen.
High five.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
My man. You know why I did that? Because now I get to smell my hand.
Smell like cake.
It smells like chocolate.
Yeah, I smell like German chocolate cake.
Jawohl.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, you big egghead. And
but, Carrie, I don't want to sleep on the couch.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.